Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Two devastating hurricanes terrorized Gulf Coast states in the waning days of summer. In their wake, a torrent of water quality questions surfaced.
There's a big gap between what we know and all the rumors that are out there.
Dr. Larry McKinney is Director of Coastal Fisheries at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
So it was most important for us to get the facts out in front of people.
Sea Grant Texas at Texas A&M University called on McKinney and other coastal experts to sort fact from fiction in a document released to news media after Katrina hit. Fact: Katrina washed toxins into the Gulf.
The city of New Orleans has pretty well been flushed, so everything you can think of, from gasoline to fecal coliforms to anything else you can think of.
Fact: the pollutants flushed into the Gulf from New Orleans were expected to have little to no impact on Texas, and that has been the case. However, oysters were most impacted, and they are being carefully monitored to assure they are safe to eat.
For the first time ever, the oyster industry in the entire Gulf of Mexico is closed down. And I haven't talked to anyone who's known that that's happened before. So it's a combination of Rita and Katrina, and we do have some red tide going on right now, so that's complicating matters.
That's our show for today, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.